Onto Iraq now, where at least 12 people are killed in 3 bombings in and around the capital, Baghdad. In the worst attack, a car bomb hit a northern Baghdad neighborhood, killing at least 10 people and wounding 28 others. The victims were outside celebrating on the third day of a 4-day Eid break. Earlier in the day, 2 bombings in the town of Madayen, just southeast of the capital, killed 2 people and injured 10 others. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attacks. On Saturday, more than 30 people were killed in a string of attacks across Iraq, the highest daily death toll in October. The monthly death toll from attacks in Iraq doubled in September to 365, the highest number of casualties in 2 years. Well, to discuss the situation a bit further, we're being joined by political and justice activist Dalia Wasfi from Wilmington via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Wasfi. Now, looking at the situation in Iraq, September, we saw the highest death toll in 2 years. Just this Saturday, it was the highest death toll this month. Where is the peace, security, and stability the U.S. Promised for Iraq when it came in?
Well, thank you for having me. I think that that was never the agenda. Certainly that was part of the lie, along with weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. But that was never our intention for Iraq. The major reason for us invading was for Israeli national security and for foreign companies to control Iraq's oil. And a weak Iraq serves both of those purposes. And as long as there is violence in the country and the people are terrorized, then they are less likely to rise up against either an occupying power or a government that is not serving the people. So I think that is the continued agenda, even though officially U.S. troops have left Iraq.
Right. Now, speaking of which, is this going to be the legacy of the U.S. as it leaves Iraq, considering these bomb blasts, these sectarian violence, etc., was not there at the time of Saddam Hussein, as bad as he was? This is something very new to Iraq that had come in as the U.S. invaded the country.
That's absolutely right. Prior to the 2003 invasion, the only car bombings that took place in Baghdad were sponsored by the CIA at that time, working through their operative, Iyad Alawi. But then, of course, after 2003 and during the years of 2006, 2007, during the height of the so-called surge, this is when car bombings were an everyday event and sometimes multiple times a day. So now many groups have utilized car bombs for this sort of terror campaign. But in the region, my highest suspects are CIA and Mossad. And to this day, though, again, U.S. troops have officially left, there are many mercenaries, still Western mercenaries operating throughout the country, and no doubt plenty of CIA still seeking to maintain a weak country so that we may dominate in that area.
And very quickly, if you can, as well, as Iraq tries to rebuild itself, is there any hope, specifically in the light of the fact that the U.S. has pledged to maintain a quote-unquote strategic presence in Iraq from here on end?
Well, I think that we would have to define rebuilding, because certainly since the invasion, the only construction that has taken place has been on military bases, which have belonged to the U.S. and its allies, and now belong to the U.S.-trained Iraqi army. But beyond that, there's also a tremendous number of militias who have taken over in various areas of the country. And there's also a very strong Iranian influence in the country as well. The future of each country in that region and all over the world is up to the people who live there. And hopefully it won't be too long before the American influence in that country and in that part of the world is over, if we would just mind our own business.
Oh, well, let's hope for that. That was political and justice activist Dalia Wasfi there speaking to us via Skype from Wilmington. Ms. Wasfi, it's always a pleasure having you here on Press TV.